if you're a regular listener of this show, you know how I feel about politicians, and even worse, how I feel about hypocrites. And so often, they are one and the same. Joining me here now is Naomi Seligman, who is from the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington group. They're called CREW, based in Washington, D.C., and they recently came out with a story about politicians who run around saying, moral values, we have to do more about indecency on TV. But it turns out that many of them are getting money from people who produce pornography and make money from it, and some of that porn money is being funneled to some of these politicians, and of course, that's where the hypocrisy kicks in. Hello, Naomi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
How many of these people did you actually investigate?
Well, we investigated all of Congress, but we came up with a list of about 15 members of Congress.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We have about 11 members of the House and 4 members of the Senate, including your very own senator, Senator Bond.
Senator Kit Bond is on the list?
That's right. That's right. He is on the list. He received $20,500 from corporations that profit from pornography.
Okay, now let's talk about that for a second before we name other names and explain where Bond has been getting his money from. When you say corporations that profit from pornography, are we talking about strip clubs and Larry Flint's Hustler magazine?
No, we're not talking Vivid Entertainment, and we're not talking about Playboy. What we're talking about are corporations like Comcast and AT&T and General Motors and Time Warner.
And Charter Cable, which is big here in St. Louis.
And Charter Cable, absolutely. I mean, these are all corporations that are making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year from porn. From hardcore, softcore, mediumcore porn.
Okay. Did you mention General Motors in there?
General Motors.
How are they making money from porn?
They own DirecTV up until the end of 2003.
Uh-huh.
So our report covered the 2002 and 2004 election cycles.
Uh-huh.
And so that included the time that they owned DirecTV, which still makes millions of dollars by pay-per-view. Folks via satellite watching porn.
Gotcha. Okay. So, and again, with, you know, the cable companies and with DirecTV, we're talking about pay-per-view. We're talking about stuff that many of these people would consider indecent, that it goes on regular cable channels. In fact, there's even been talk by Senator Ted Stevens and others in the U.S. Senate about regulating cable and satellite the same way they've been regulating broadcast and being even more extreme about it, right?
No, absolutely. They've been talking about regulating, and the same folks that are talking about regulating are taking the money. So they seem to be talking out both sides of their mouths.
Okay.
You know, we're also talking about corporations like Holiday Inn and Marriott. You know, almost 50% of folks that stay at hotel chains order porn. And
50,
so they're making a ton of money off of it.
50%? Half of the people in those hotels are ordering up their triple X-rated fun?
The guests are loving the porn.
Wow.
Yes, so absolutely. So they're dependent on that. I mean, and this is infrastructure that is already placed into the hotel. They don't need to pay for upkeep. It's just pure profit. So the hotel industry makes almost $200 million a year off of these orders.
$200 million?
That's right.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Is it fair? Let me just play devil's advocate here for just a second.
Absolutely.
Is it fair to say to these politicians, you're screaming moral values and you're taking money from these companies? Mm-hmm. Couldn't the politicians say, well, you know, I may take money from General Motors, but I'm thinking of them as a car maker. I may be taking money from Marriott and Holiday Inn, but I think of them as a place where America goes to sleep and rests and goes on vacation. I may be taking money from any of these other places, but I'm not aware of, or I don't really care about that. I mean, is there an argument they could make there at all?
Listen, if you're going to be holier than thou, you better put your money where your mouth is. If you are going to make these issues your central core issues, you should know where your money is coming from. We have plenty of folks right now who are part of socially progressive mutual funds or different kinds of organizations where they know that their money is going to places that they're comfortable with, and their money is coming in from places they're comfortable with. If they are going to yell and scream at the floor of the Senate about how horrible porn is and how it's killing our kids and our society, then they should know where their money is coming from. I think that kind of ignorance falls on dead ears.
All right, I'm going to take calls on this in just a second at 314-436-7900 and 800-925-1120. But let's name these 15 members of Congress, 11 in the House and 4 in the Senate, because the only one you've left hanging out there is Kit Bond here in Missouri, who you said took $20,500. Name the rest of them.
Okay.
And I want to hear some Democrats on this list, too.
There's Democrats on the list, my friend. Okay, we have Joe Barton, who is from Texas, $34,000. Chris Cannon, who is from Utah, who gets money from Mormon-owned Marriott Corporation, $24,000.
Wait, whoa. That's the funniest thing of all, that the Marriott Corporation is Mormon, and this guy's from Utah. You know, everybody thinks of Utah and the Mormons as being the cleanest part of the country, and yet the Marriott Corporation is taking all this cash in as well. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
Barbara Cuban, who's from Wyoming, who asked Vice President Gore to give back the money that he received from different kinds of adult entertainment folks. She received $17,000. Mr. Morals himself, mob boss Tom DeLay, $24,000.
Uh-huh.
Bob Goodlatte from Virginia, $11,000. Congressman Michael Oxley from Ohio, $24,500. Charles Pickering from Mississippi, $52,000. Joe Pitts from Pennsylvania, $16,000.
Wait a second. I want to go back to Charles Pickering because I remember him coming out big time about what he called a culture of obscenity and exploitation of children.
That's right. He says that they contribute to each other. Until you address both, you're going to see a dramatic increase in problems in this country.
And how much money did he take from these companies that profit?
He took $52,000.
From companies that profit in pornography.
That's right. He's actually one of the highest folks on our list.
I love that. Okay.
And he screams the loudest. So we have Joe Pitts, Bart Stupak, who's a Democrat. He's from Michigan, and he took $27,000.
Yep.
And Congressman Fred Upton, who you might remember from the most recent decency bill debate, he was the lead sponsor and wrote the bill, he took the leading amount of $56,500.
Wow. This is the guy who said we have to protect the public airwaves.
That's it. We're scared of what they're saying and what they're doing and how they're corrupting our kids, and I'm going to take $56,500.
Okay. Now I'm sorry, go ahead.
Heather Wilson, who's from New Mexico. Now, you might remember Heather Wilson. She was a conservative who was during the decency debates over Janet Jackson's breast exposure.
Uh-huh.
And she was basically crying, breaking down, talking to Mel Karmazin, begging him to stop.
Our former boss here at Viacom.
Well, and that's right.
Yeah.
And when he was there and he was sitting there and she just said, "You know what you do. And you just continue to line your pockets." Well, she's lining her own pockets. She's making $47,000 off of this, out of these corporations.
All right, let's move over to the Senate.
The Senate, we have, so I said Kit Bond.
Yep.
We have, you don't get more Mr. Decency than Sam Brownback.
Yeah, from Kansas.
From Kansas, and he made $17,000. Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman, who
just drives me crazy.
We all know who yells and screams every day, and whose response, who took $16,200, and whose response to this report says, "You know what? Mr. Lieberman makes money from all different kinds of corporations, and these kinds of corporations have diverse interests, and he's just going to keep on fighting what he wants to fight for."
Uh-huh.
So he really doesn't care that he gets money from these folks. He's just going to keep on taking it and doing what he wants.
I wonder if he would accept NBC, ABC, CBS, or any of those companies saying, "Look, we are a diverse broadcaster, and we offer all sorts of different shows. So the one thing that you're citing us for really shouldn't count."
Well, you know what? He's taken money from Comcast and from Cox Communications and from Cablevision. I mean, these are corporations. I mean, I have Comcast at home. I know you have everything from, you know, some good old Skinamax to the L word. So there's certainly enough of his quote-unquote indecency on these corporations' channels.
All right. Did we leave anybody out?
John McCain. John McCain got $46,000.
Uh-huh.
And that tops off our list. And you know John McCain, who's been yelling about internet pornography.
Yes,
and
he has.
He actually said during the 2000 race that he wanted to be known as the anti-porn president.
And takes $46,000 from the porn companies.
$46,000. Mm-hmm.
Naomi, stand by for just a moment. We'll come back and include some phone calls here in a moment at 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Naomi Seligman from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington here on the Paul Harris Show. The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX, talking with Naomi Seligman from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, which recently released a report called Addicted to Porn. Members of Congress accept political contributions from porn purveyors. 15 members of Congress, 11 of them in the House, 4 in the Senate, all of whom are running around being moral crusaders, saying pornography is evil, are accepting campaign contributions from corporations and executives who get a lot of their money from selling pornography. Naomi, let me go to the phones here. Carl, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Get to the phone fast enough, but while I listen to the numbers, if you take those numbers, for example, through General Motors, they wouldn't even latch a line item in their annual report. But my point was going to be that if I go to my local car dealer, I can buy my Ford whatever, get it financed and buy credit life insurance, but you're not going to tell me that my car dealer is in the finance and insurance business. I think you need to come up with something a little more substantial. If you can tell me Larry Flint gave money to these people and it's substantial versus the millions that they do, I'm interested. Short of that, I think you're making a headline and there's really no substance behind it. Thanks.
Well, let her reply, Carl. Don't go anywhere. Go ahead, Naomi. Naomi, go ahead.
Well, I mean, this is really more about the members of Congress than it is about the corporation, talking to your first point. The second point is, if these members are making it, as I said, a central core issue of their platform, they should care about the subsidiaries and where this money is coming from. They owe it to you. You're the taxpayer that's paying their salaries, and if they're going to speak a certain way and they're going to talk about these bills in a certain way, they owe it to their constituents to tell them where they're getting their money from and make sure that that is in line from what they're talking about.
Well, right. If you parse this and take the GMs of the world and from your list, I don't know that they would even know it, but I'm more concerned that the Kit Bonds or the whoever else's are voting in a certain way, speaking in a certain way, and to the extent that these people continue to give them money, it seems to me that they're able to go ahead and continue to contribute because they don't think they're being affected, or they don't mind. They're really campaigning on, for example, the car issue and not the porn issue.
All right. Carl, thanks for calling. Let me ask Senator Bond about that. Senator Kit Bond is here on the Paul Harris Show. Hello.
Hello, Paul. I think I've just been slimed by you and your guest, and I think it's unwarranted and totally outrageous.
What have we said that was false?
Number one, you said I'm a hypocrite for taking money first from corporations. We don't take money from corporations, number one.
Who do you take the money from?
From the PAC.
We take, if you would let me talk, then you'll have an opportunity to talk, madam. We take money from employees of these corporations. They can contribute individually or they can contribute through PACs. I take money from General Motors employees, and I work very hard because we've got thousands of people in Missouri who are employed by General Motors making cars, and I work hard on issues that are important to maintaining auto production in the United States.
Okay, Senator, does it bother you?
I had no idea what they have anything to do about pornography. I don't take money from Larry Flint or Penthouse.
Do you take any corporate contributions from any of these corporations that we've talked of here?
You can't take a corporate contribution from anybody. You can only take money from the employees.
Naomi, what do you say?
Well, he does take money from PACs, from political action committees, so Comcast, from AT&T, from General Motors, and from Time Warner. I mean, are you saying that the FEC records are wrong, Senator?
I'm saying I do not. You said I took money from the corporation.
From corporate PACs. I misspoke.
PAC. Okay, these are employees.
I misspoke,
these are
Senator.
Employees. You did, and I really think her attack, I don't know what her agenda is. I think she's a hypocrite because she's...
I'm not the one taking the money. How am I a hypocrite?
You're making money in your own ways. I don't much care how you're making your money. When I take a contribution, it is fully disclosed. My actions are not affected by who contributes to me. I hope that Missourians who contribute to me because I work hard to keep good jobs in Missouri, to keep our highways. And
okay, Senator, let me ask you a question here. Let's say that some of those GM employees who are contributing money to you are involved in some of the pornography that is going into people's homes through DirecTV, which was a subsidiary of GM. Would that affect whether you took their contribution?
If they were pornographers, or if I had any information that they were pornographers, I would definitely not take it.
Well, the Senator, I have talked
hold to, on, Naomi. Hold on, Naomi. I'll give you a chance. Let him finish.
All right, but this is. I mean, you have a right to free speech, but I have a right to tell you that it's a slime job. And
Okay, but let's just answer the question here. If you found out that these people who were contributing to you, whether it's individual or from corporate PACs, were doing anything that involved pornography, for instance, cable TV distributes it, hotels distribute it, DirecTV and EchoStar, Dish Network, both distribute that sort of stuff, which you have spoken out against because you're so against it and have said so, if you found out that the people who were writing you those checks came from any of those businesses that do profit substantially from pornography, would you say, I'm not going to take that money?
If somebody is doing something, or if somebody works for a corporation that is doing something that is not in the public interest, if I know about it, I don't take money from them. But the people who contribute to me, as far as I know, are working for General Motors. They're working to produce and sell the quality cars that provide good jobs and transportation for us.
But you don't know that every GM employee who's donating to you is making cars. You don't investigate where every contribution comes from.
Of course not. And there is I have absolutely no idea that she's going to come up and say General Motors is a pornographer.
Hold on, both of you. Just a second. I'm going to let her respond to you, Senator, and then I'll come back to you, okay? Go ahead, Naomi.
The only thing I would say is, Senator, is that Concerned Women for America, Morality in the Media, organizations that I'm sure you're familiar with, have run very, very strong campaigns against corporations and corporate PACs like AT&T, asking them to divest of their pornographic interests. This has been in the news endlessly. So either your fundraisers or yourself are not paying attention or you don't care. And I'm not sure which, but either way, it's negligent.
I think that is such a far-fetched argument. You have.
You don't care what Concerned Women in America.
Wait a minute. I let you talk
for a second.
Paul, I'd like to be able to respond.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Without having her interrupt.
Go ahead, Senator.
All right. I take money from people who support my work. And they support my work because I work to help good jobs.
Yes, I understand. I understand. You've said it three times now.
I do not know that people are running campaigns against General Motors on pornography. That's never come to my attention. I do not believe, nor have I ever heard, that is any substantial part of their effort, nor AT&T. AT&T is in the phone business. Comcast is in the cable business. They have people employed in Missouri who provide good cable service. I personally have no knowledge that they do. They may have pornographic content. I am not aware of it. I do not take any money from people who are promoting pornography.
Okay, let me stop you right there because I want to address that point before you go on to something else, because this is directly on that point. The porn industry is a $200 million or more industry in the United States, and most of it is distributed over cable, satellite, and the internet, and the companies that you just mentioned all are the distribution systems for that stuff getting into people's homes. Now, I, as a citizen, have no problem with that, but I know you've spoken out against pornography, and I wonder whether you feel like if those companies are in that business, AT&T is not primarily just a, hi, mom, I'm coming home for dinner phone service anymore. They make a lot of their money from a lot of other services, including pornography. And I wonder whether you look at that and say, okay, you know what? That is a substantial part of their business. I don't want to be in business with them. I don't want to take their money.
If I thought anybody was a substantial part of their business, if I had any knowledge that pornography was a substantial part of their business, I would not take the money. And I take money from people who support the work that I do. I have voted against pornography. That is, I think, for pornography, particularly as it affects children, very bad. I agree with that. If your caller has slimed primarily Republicans and a conservative Democrat, and I think that's a political agenda that she's being very hypocritical.
Well, let me ask you to do something for me as a constituent, if you would. I'll ask you, because I'm a Missourian, I'll ask you to do me a favor. Would you look into these corporations and their money that they are getting from pornographers, and if you find that it is, doesn't even have to be a majority of their money, but whatever you would consider to be a substantial amount of their income? Because if you don't know about this, Senator, I think you will be shocked and surprised to find out how much of the income these companies are making is derived from exactly the sort of stuff you have been railing against. And I think that your colleagues in the Senate and the Congress would feel the same. And that's the reason I wanted to have Naomi on here, because if you're not aware of it, then you need to become aware of it. If you and your colleagues are aware of it and you're looking out a blind eye out of it, then that is the hypocrisy that I talked about at the beginning of this segment.
Well, I think you're calling us hypocrites and politicians in the same tone shows your bias. And this is, obviously pornography is an important issue. This is something that we attempt to deal with by legislation, and I supported efforts to end pornography. If I find that General Motors is making a substantial, any kind of significant money out of pornography, then I would communicate that to them. But I can assure you that none of the money that I have received has come to me knowingly from pornographers. And I really believe your entire segment is way off the mark, and I think this is a sham story, and I think you are trying to get your ratings up by attacking people who are trying to serve the state.
Well, that's a nice attack on me. That's a nice attack on me, and you're certainly welcome to your opinion, Senator. And I've given you some airtime here to express your opinion, and I appreciate very much you calling in. Thank you. Naomi, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
I wish you hadn't ambushed me, though. Next time, let me know that the senator's coming on.
I didn't know he was coming on. We don't invite politicians on this show. In fact, I just made a very rare exception for even allowing politicians to come on the show. That was not pre-planned at all on this show.
I do want to address one thing. When he said that we only attacked Republicans, we're a 501c3 organization, which is nonpartisan. We actually looked at the full body of Congress, and we looked at those members of Congress that were anti-porn, and we're taking money. Well, the majority of Democrats we looked at were not sitting on the floor of the House screaming and yelling about porn, and that's why they're not part of this list.
Okay.
They were not members of the Skin Caucus. He was. If you want to look at the report, citizensforethics.org.
Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love the way they both hate me now. I think I must be doing something right if both my guests hate me.